something for the weekend. Good morning, it is Trina Mara and we're delighted to have Gráinne Keenan on the line from the UK. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
I'm great and we're very excited to have the new series of Blood back on Virgin Media. I watched the last one. I was absolutely addicted to it. Such a strong storyline and you are incredible. I have to say, you're amazing. Oh my God.
Thanks very much, Trina.
Actually, do you know what you do for me? Tell our listeners what Blood is about if they haven't seen it yet.
Well, Blood season two, you're asking me.
Well, let's take it back to the beginning.
To the beginning, so season one follows Kat, played by Carolina Main. It opens with her returning back to her home in the Midlands where her mother's just died. She had motor neuron disease, but she died in a fall and she essentially suspects her father of foul play. And the question sort of driving season one is, did Jim kill his wife? If anybody killed him, because most people accept that it was that she just fell, but Carolina, for various reasons, or Kat rather, for various reasons linked to their childhood, suspects her father.
Yeah, oh, it was very suspicious, I have to say.
Yes, he's got that face, Adrian, where you don't trust him. You love him, but you don't trust him. and season two is taking a slightly different track. We're back with the same family. We're looking more at my character Fiona's immediate family, and looking at it. Opens with quite a dramatic scene. I mean, the first episode was on a crash into a canal, and it transpires that there's a dead body in the back seat of the car, which is Fiona's husband. So the question that's driving season two is, who killed Fiona's husband?
How can this happen within the same little rural village?
They just seem to draw drama to themselves.
So it's like Jessica Fletcher must have been nearby.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody suspected her. but murder happened around her. But anyway, so yeah, that's season two. It's it jumps around a lot in time, sort of back and forth in time. So the audience, we'll have to keep their wits about them, but I think they'll savour that as the series unfolds.
It's really just gripping drama, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you get to see that many scripts that you really kind of go, oh, do you know what, this is going to be a great one?
Not really. I mean, there is a lot of good stuff out there, but this, when I got this script, certainly for season one, I was like, ooh, I'm very drawn in. And season two, I'd been given a general idea of what they'd planned a few months before we started shooting. But as I read, it kind of read like a thriller, like a novel. I was sort of, you know, it's always a good sign when you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? And, you know, where you're going through it, even just reading the script. So,
because in season one, sorry to interrupt, in season one, you were very much kind of saying to Kat, you know, oh, you're being so ridiculous. You're being absolutely paranoid.
Yeah.
You know, and then all this happens and you're like, oh, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
Fiona, there was a very kind of fraught relationship between Fiona and Kat. Again, that was linked to a thing that happened when they were young. But there was a sort of a reconciliation of sorts between the sisters by the end of season one. I don't want to ruin anything in case anybody wants to watch season one.
Don't
but there's
you?
A certain reconciliation. The thing about Fiona as a character is she's quite unknowable to a lot of the people around her. She very much sits on top of what's going on with her, of her struggles, and she's very much trying to keep the family together. And in the opening of season two, that a big priority for her is trying to keep the family together in the aftermath of, again, don't want to ruin anything if anyone wants to go backwards.
What happens? I'll help you out.
Thank you.
Yeah, she doesn't like stirring the pot as much.
No.
And how was it working with Adrian Dunbar? Did you do much with him? Because, I mean, he's become so popular with the TV shows like Line of Duty and all that. Addictive viewing as well.
Exactly. And he's wonderful. I got to do loads of stuff with him, which is fantastic. He's brilliant to work with. He just knows his stuff so well. He's got such an incredible CV, you know, going back years. And it's just lovely to act with somebody who can just guide you through. Yeah,
he's got a great poker face, hasn't he?
Oh yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like, did he
big
do
poker
it?
Face, but he's very playful underneath it all, which is such a lovely vibe to have on set.
Yeah. So are you based in the UK now?
I'm based in the UK. Yes, I've been here for a while, but I come back and forth to Dublin a lot. My parents are still there, and obviously work brought me home, which I'd wanted for a long time, actually, to be able to work at home.
So how long does it take you to record a series of Blood?
3 months.
Does it, yeah?
Pretty much 3 months, yeah. Kind of full-time, long hours, all through the summer last year and the summer before. Yeah, I think it was 3 months. And then you've got the post-production, you know, a lot of editing. That goes on for a few months after that. So it's like, it's a big job.
Yeah. And how far in advance then do they let you know whether they're going to do another series or not, so that you have your diary empty for them?
Oh, that varies. I mean, they had a meeting with me, I think it was April last year, before we started filming in June, I think it was, the end of June. But that can vary, because TV, you know, green lights can go and suddenly you're on set doing something, or there can be a long build up. It's sort of how long is a piece of string. So yeah, that can really vary. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can never really plan a holiday or anything, because you never know what's going to happen.
They say when you're an actor, the key to getting a job is booking a holiday, because Murphy's Law is you'll always get the job once you've paid.
You can be guaranteed all the work.
Guaranteed it. So, but it's quite frustrating that way, to not be able to have very clear plans, you know, for the year. It's just not like a normal job.
It's not at all, is it? You're chasing the whole time as well, aren't you? But it's great though. I mean, is that what you trained in?
I did. Well, now, I went to university first, and I did international relations, of all things. Mm-hmm. And then I went to drama school, and I've been acting ever since. So
it was late enough, was it, that you kind of get into drama?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was sort of always into it, and I was kind of trying not to be an actor for a while. And then eventually just sort of gave in and just went, oh, God, this is what I want to do. Yeah. I'm mad, but there you go.
Mad, as they say. Yeah, you thought you'd go for a good, steady job as an actor.
A good, solid job. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Gaz. Well, listen, we hope to see you soon. Maybe you'll pop into studio the next time you're home. And the best of luck now with the new series. I can't wait to get my teeth stuck into this one. Blood on Virgin Media. And congratulations to yourself and to all the crew and the cast that worked on it. Thank you very, very much for taking our call.
Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.